Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here to kick off another week with us here on the show. It's time for a virtual trip report. Listener Chris is joining us. He's taken a lot of trips over the past little bit, so who knows what we're going to talk about, but you know what? They're all great trips, so stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors. That includes our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Two great books for the Disney fan in your life. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's yourself. You know what? You can get a glimpse into Walt Disney's dreams and how he took those dreams and turned those into a three-dimensional reality in Disneyland. And more importantly, how he got the most out of those around him, how he got the folks around him to buy into his dreams and work harder than they ever thought they could. You can do the same and transform your business environment or your family life. It's an amazing book. It gets you fired up for life. So check out both books. It's The Wisdom of Walt and Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, both available right now over at thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for with pictures, and so much more. And for the cost of a couple of the Christmas goodies that are floating all over Walt Disney World right now, you just you can't shake a stick without hitting three new Christmas goodies down at Walt Disney World. You're getting 365 days of great information. So check them out today. It's a great last-minute holiday gift over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1415 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Check it out. It's great on a Monday to get you out of bed, get you to work. And you can listen on all your smart devices as well. Just yell at them and tell them to play Magical Mouse Radio on TuneIn and you will be set. But we're not here for Magical Mouse Radio. We're here for a great virtual trip report. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to head to the Jersey Shore today, out to New Jersey, with listener Christopher. Christopher, how's it going today? Thanks for joining us.
Great, Mike. Happy to be on.
Glad to have you on the show. So we're settling into the beginning of December. So how are things in Jersey?
Great, great. I told you we had some nasty weather last week, but as of right now, we're pretty good to go.
All right.
Can't complain.
Yeah, hey, so I've never been to that part of the world, so got to check it out someday.
Yeah, much different than St. Louis, I'm sure.
But, yeah. I'm sure, but that's good. St. Louis is about as boring as it comes. So,
yeah.
All right, so all right, let's talk. You took a trip back in October, so let's kind of give us the when, the where, the who, and then we'll dive into the details.
Okay, so we went down in October. We stayed in French Quarter for 3 nights, 4 days. It was me and my girlfriend. We had been really on 3 trips in the past couple of years, and we kind of got the bug again. I grew up going there with my grandfather and my whole family. So, I fell out of it a little bit, probably in high school, and then revisited a couple of years ago. And ever since, can't get back enough.
Yeah, it's a common thread, I think, with everybody listening to the show, myself included, that, just can't get there enough. Now, before we dive into the October trip, you kind of hit on it already, but I'm trying to do this with all of our guests on Mondays that I like hearing your background. Like, why is it, what is it about Disney that keeps you coming back? What, if you had to like tell somebody, this is why I go back all the time? I mean, you have a little background with the family, but what else?
At this point, I mean, like I said, we kind of fell out of going there when I was in high school. And, at that point, I guess it was kind of like, it wasn't cool to go at that point. I kind of fell out of love with it. I went on a couple cruises and things like that. And, you can go on different trips. You don't have to go to Disney all the time. But we went back a couple of times and, like I said, really kind of fell in love with it. And you realize there's a lot more to do there, not just as a kid, but, as an adult. Great food, great drinks, all that kind of thing going around the world there. So that's really what kind of brought us back to it. But like I said, I do have the memories, going with my grandfather, when we were younger. He really got us started, and he, you know, fell in love with Disney. I guess he was really big into electronics and that kind of thing, and he loved Disney's whole way of thinking. He fell in love with Epcot and that whole thing, so it was a, you know, must go to when he was, you know, when I was growing up with him, and he kind of just brought it along and brought it into the family, so.
Man, I love hearing that, because I don't have that family background with Disney. Like, it seems like everybody else does, you know, like mom or dad are huge fans, or grandpa, or, you know, I just kind of discovered it on my own. You know? My kids will be able to say it, though.
absolutely. My grandfather passed along, and now my mom's very deeply entrenched with it. She passed it along to my niece, actually, and here I am still, you know, 29 years old, and I still love it. So
love to hear that. Yeah, all absolutely. Right. So let's talk about the October trip. So you're down there during Food and Wine Festival. You're down there during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, which I think was on the agenda, but it didn't happen. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. We talked about it, and we went back and forth about doing it. Ultimately, it comes down to the extra cost. We were there down in Florida for a full week. So we went to New Smyrna Beach and saw my cousin beforehand, and then we stayed for three nights in between that and St. Augustine. So we had a lot more on the agenda. We ultimately decided to not do it. That being said, you know, we're always looking for a reason to go back. So I'm sure that will come up sooner or later there.
Okay, I just got to wait till August. It'll be the parties will be
starting back up. Yeah, they start so early now.
Don't have to wait very long. Okay, yeah. So why French Quarter? You stayed there this time. Was there some certain reason or a good deal, or, you know, you got a sentimental attachment to that resort?
So I hadn't stayed there since I was very young. You know, my mom actually had to remind me. I thought it was always Caribbean Beach, but we did stay there a couple of times. I honestly didn't even remember it. But prior to this, we stayed at Coronado Springs, and lovely resort. You know, awesome. I would definitely go back. But it is very large and spread out. I'm assuming now that they're doing the whole overhaul with that you know, walkway in the center, it might be a little better to cut down on, you know, your walk time to the main building. But we decided we wanted something, you know, smaller, and there was a deal on it as well. It was like the cheapest of the moderate resorts at the time, so I kind of jumped on it.
So what were your thoughts, especially compared to Coronado? You mentioned it's smaller. It is. It's the smallest of all the Walt Disney World resorts, really compact.
Yeah.
But I mean, did it meet your expectations? What'd you think of it?
Loved it. You know, I would definitely book it again. It's, you know, it's so compact, and we actually had a pool view room, so we were literally, you know, a 2-minute walk from the main building and everything, and from the buses. So that was definitely key for us, and obviously the pool there is great, and I do remember the pool. I don't remember anything else, but I remember the pool, so that, you know, that was great. And I did go down the slide, even at 29. It's still enjoyable. You know, the one thing we took advantage of this time around that I hadn't done before was the, you know, the boats, you know, to Disney Springs. So that was definitely a big thing.
Hey, if you're paying for the room, man, you get to slide too. That's just how it is, no matter how old you are. You got to go down it. You got to go down the serpent's, serpent's mouth.
At least once, right?
You know what? When I was, you know, just first getting into Disney, you know, wasn't the internet wasn't, you know, wasn't as much stuff on the internet, vlogs, all this podcasting stuff and all that. And I just got a couple books out of the library, and it seemed like they always use that pool. Is the one in the books, you know, because it has a like sea serpent kind of guy looking with Triton riding on his back. You know, that was always the one, man. When I got there, finally, I was like, I'm going on that slide. I was right with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Could not agree more. Yep.
All right. So you were down there with your girlfriend. So what kind of things did you guys do? Because you were kind of, like you said, mashing it in between, so, you know, some Florida touring. So what kind of stuff did you do in the parks?
So the parks, I mean, we kind of jumped around a little bit just because we only had the 4 days there. We did do park hopper, and there was obviously extra magic hours to take advantage of. So, first day we kind of just went to Epcot. We did the whole drink and eat around the world, and we had a couple fast passes in between. We actually did our first time on Frozen. Couldn't get enough of that. We actually went back, for, extra magic hours and rode that a couple more times. So that was great. Spaceship Earth, Living with the Land, nothing really more than that. That was really all about eating around the world and getting those snacks. So we did that. We were checking in that day, obviously. So we had gotten there earlier than check-in. We had to get back to the hotel at some point to kind of, you know, put our bags down and get settled. So That was the first day. I mean, second day we did Magic Kingdom, extra magic hours at Epcot. So that was pretty cool. And we also hit up Homecoming that day. So that was pretty, interesting. I know you've talked about
I like to give people's opinions on things like that, because Homecoming to me is, I'm a very, when I think of like my cuisines that I love like home cooking Southern type food, you know, that is exactly what I love. I don't know if it's the same for everybody. Mm-hmm. So what'd you think?
Well, yeah, I kind of grew up on that. My grandmother was from West Virginia, so very heavy on the Southern cooking. And, we always make it a point to go to the Hoop to Do Review. So this time around, we kind of changed it up and did some new restaurants. And, I definitely wasn't disappointed. We got some good food. We got the fried chicken and donuts. And I got to tell you, the donuts were unbelievable. And you think it's just, how can you make a donut any better? But those donuts were great. And the sauce, a server came up at one point and said, if I could drink that sauce, I would drink it. And it really was. It's very good.
Exactly. There's actually a... I don't know if you guys have Hardee's, but we have a commercial airing in St. Louis right now for Hardee's. I guess Carl's Jr. some places. But one of the things, I guess they have some kind of sauce, and like one of the employees dropped it on a plant out in the lobby, and he's like chewing on the plant. He's like, "What are you doing?" Well, I dropped the sauce on the plant. That's how it is with the donuts and all that stuff, the chicken and donuts at Homecoming. That's my go-to meal as well, unless it's brunch. Brunch is a whole new beast. But oh my gosh, it's so good. And my grandma's from Kentucky, so that's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I grew up on it, so that was great. And we took the boat from French Quarter that whole time, so that was just really convenient and pretty cool. And like I said, we did extra magic hours at Epcot that night, and got to go on Frozen a couple more times, got Soarin', and we actually did some of the rides around the world that we don't typically go to. I'm blanking on the Mexico one, the Mexico Pavilion. Mm-hmm. We went on that for the first time, and of course it's empty back there, but that was still fun to get on, and ride through some things that we haven't typically done. So that was definitely good. The third day was actually cool, just because we went to Hollywood Studios in the morning, and we're not really big on the whole Star Wars thing. We were more there just to see the Toy Story Land, and my girlfriend's not so into the rides, so I had to get on Tower of Terror. That's my favorite ride, and Rock and Roller Coaster. And in the meantime, she actually went and got an autograph book and waited online for her niece. Actually loves all the Disney Junior characters, so she got a couple autographs for her, and she hasn't been to Disney yet, so we're kind of just getting her started young too.
Nice.
So couldn't complain about that, but anyway, we did that in the morning and kind of got out of there early. Decided that was going to be a cool day. We typically don't. We're typically running from park to park all day when we go on these trips. So it was nice to kind of just slow down and enjoy the pool. I already told you we ran and jumped on the slide a few times. So it's definitely a good time.
So let me before we get past this, I just want to ask this, because you are a Disney veteran and you're connected and what's going on. So you probably had an expectation for Toy Story Land. You'd seen stuff, read stuff, heard stuff. What were your thoughts when you actually experienced it?
It was great to see. I definitely loved the land. We only went on the existing Toy Story ride. We happen to like that one. Again, my girlfriend's not on the roller coaster, so we didn't go on the Slinky Dog Dash or even the saucer. The saucer one, I wasn't really in. I'm not into the spinning around, so we didn't take advantage of that. But the actual land, the detail they went into is pretty impressive. Again, we didn't even spend time to eat the food, but just walking around there to see the scale of what they did was pretty impressive. It was definitely cool to see.
Nice. Yeah. I gotta get down there this time of year though, when it's not so hot, and I want to see the Christmas decorations, because it looks beautiful, everything I'm seeing on social media. So I love it. Yeah. But I think it's even better right now than the summer. So
absolutely. We'll see. Absolutely. I can imagine.
All right. So we left you over at Riverside, or sorry, at French Quarter. You're at the pool. So what else is going on here?
So that night, actually, we hung out at the pool. Then we went back to Magic Kingdom, and this was the night we didn't actually plan. I planned everything, typically. On all the previous trips, we have all of our reservations and everything planned out well in advance. And this time, we had one open night, and I kind of just left it like that. And this was one I had emailed you guys about, part of a listener question. We had seen the Highway in the Sky tour, which, you know, takes you on the monorail loop and you stop off and kind of do hors d'oeuvres and drinks at each, you know, resort on the monorail loop. So we decided to kind of do our own little Highway in the Sky tour since it wasn't available to us. So like you said, it did get a little hairy here. You know, we were kind of just winging it, and it didn't end up how we intended, but it was still very good. And I would definitely recommend that to anyone go forward. If you know, if you're like me and plan everything down to the last detail, it's not going to kill you if you leave one night open and just kind of wing it. You know, it didn't go perfect for us, but it was definitely fun. And we would, you know, we're looking to do something like that again next time. But
you know what, though? We got a lot of feedback on that question, because people were like, that's a great idea, because it's not something you couldn't, you know, just modify to your own needs and make your own, you know, Highway in the Sky. Because all you're doing is taking the monorail around to the monorail resorts and, you know, snacking and drinking. So what did you learn? You said it didn't go perfectly. So looking back on it, what didn't?
So we kind of started off, and I had a time in my head that I thought we had to be back to the park for extra magic hours, and this was at Magic Kingdom. I had it in my head that it was 9 to 11. It turned out it was 10 to 12. We didn't find that out until later, but, you know, we hung out at the pool a little too long, and then we went to start this kind of tour, and we started off Contemporary. We went to the Wave. That was great. I mean, they had some kind of event going on in the lounge, so we actually ended up just sliding into the bar. We sat there, had a couple of drinks, had the wings. They were awesome. And our plan was to basically just have a couple appetizers at each place and, you know, a drink and then go to the park. So it started off fine. We end up at the Polynesian. I was very overwhelmed with that resort. It's beautiful, and we definitely want to try and stay there in the future. It was just beautiful. I mean, the way they decorate everything, I've never stayed at a deluxe yet, so holding off there, but eventually, you know, we'll work our way up.
Don't do it. You'll be broke for the rest of your life. Don't do it.
I know. We already, I'll get to the point about, you know, Disney Vacation Club, but we dipped our toe in there as well. But anyway, we went in, we ended up eating at Kona Cafe, like the little side, like sushi bar they have. We stopped there. We had a sushi roll. We had something else. I'm blanking on it, but had a couple of drinks. We were going to go to Trader Sam's. I'm, you know, looking at my watch the whole time, thinking we need to get there for extra magic hours and happily ever after. So we kind of rushed out of there. We didn't get to Trader Sam's. So that was kind of a disappointment. We skipped the Grand Floridian altogether. So again, a little disappointed, but we did get to the park. And, you know, we're walking around there, and I'm like, I don't remember there being this many people at extra magic hours. This is crazy. You know, it's like mob. Little did I know, you know, it didn't start until 10. So we kind of figured that out pretty fast. People were gathering for Happily Ever After. We actually ended up watching Happily Ever After from behind the castle this time, which it's not the end of the world. You don't see the projections, but you still see the fireworks, and you're actually in the middle of where the fireworks are going off.
Yeah.
So that was actually cool, just a different perspective. And yeah, we quickly found out that extra magic hours started later, and, you know, my girlfriend's, you know, punched me in the arm, and we kind of messed up on that one. But
looking back, though, it's probably better that it happened that way than the opposite. You know, you didn't miss extra magic hours. You were just there early. You know, if it was the other way around, you could have missed, you know, you could have gotten there and, oh, we're closing in, you know, 45 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So, not all was lost, but we went on, you know, Haunted Mansion. It was that time of year. So went on that a couple of times, you know, Peter Pan ride. We actually tried the People Mover for the first time, and I'm disappointed myself.
First time on the People Mover? Come on now.
So in my head, I always justified it as this, you know, if you need a break or something like that, you go jump on it and that's it. I didn't really know what actually went into it. And I went and sat on that ride, and I was in amazement. You know, you go through Space Mountain and all these different rides, and you see it from a different perspective, and it was so cool. And me and my girlfriend left that one, and we're both like, oh my god, we've been missing that quite a bit, you know. Yeah. We couldn't believe ourselves. So that was definitely pretty cool. Just like I said, we tried to do just things that we hadn't been able to do on past trips, and you kind of surprise yourself there. So
you know,
it's definitely very cool.
My favorite ride late at night at an Extra Magic Hour, Astro Orbiter. That's my go-to. I love that thing at night. I don't know why. Like, it's, and it's only been the last few years. I've kind of rediscovered it with Mallory.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's, I don't, that's like our tradition. Like, if it's late at night getting ready to close, whether it's Extra Magic Hours or not, boy, we're heading to Astro Orbiter, because otherwise the line's crazy long. I'm not going to wait more than like 15 minutes to ride the thing, but it's beautiful.
That's normally what deters me from that ride, is there's always seems to be a decent line there. I'm not sure it's worth it for the line, so no. I go elsewhere.
Exactly. So you guys, you had a big night there, man, closing out the Magic Kingdom and having your make your own highway in the sky. So what do you do the next day?
Next day, so this one, you know, we kind of audibled in the beginning of this trip, because originally we always go Animal Kingdom first day. This time around we switched it because I was able to get a fast pass for, now I'm blanking on the ride names, the Pandora one.
Flight of Passage.
Flights of Passage, yes, yeah. So we were able to get that. However, we were only able to get it at like 5 o'clock at night. So like I told you, the last day we were leaving to go to St. Augustine. So we kind of wanted to get there and, you know, spend some time there. And we were kind of like, you know what, I'll just book it. And if we get to it, we get to it, and that kind of thing. So we went. I had a dinosaur. I had a dinosaur fast pass in the morning. So we went and did that. Then we went and we did the safari ride. All good. We kind of did the Bugs Life show. And then we were kind of walking around, kind of like, should we wait to the fast pass, or what do we do here? Ultimately, we ended up leaving, going to St. Augustine. So I still haven't been on Flights of Passage. I'm kind of kicking myself about that, but one day I'll get there. We actually had the opportunity. We went by, you know, one of the DVC guys, and he pulled us aside and heard we had been there multiple times in the past year. So he was kind of upselling us on it, and they offered us fast passes, and obviously you could use them for any ride, and we could have used it at that point, but it takes an hour of your day, and that was our last day. So we ultimately decided not to do it. If I, you know, I'm going back in April actually, so maybe we'll cut an hour out there and get to do that, get to do Flights of Passage, but that's something we're trying to determine long term if we're going to end up doing, joining DVC or you know. But that's something we got to kind of dig into.
You know what? Those DVC guys have the two things that just get you as a Disney fan. They have fast passes and they have ice cream. I mean, they know how to get you.
Well, yeah, it wasn't even that. They're offering us a Disney gift card on top of it.
Exactly.
I'm looking at our room bill for the trip, and I'm like, oh, I could definitely attack that on.
That's
true.
But that's the three things every Disney fan needs.
You need
fast passes, ice cream, and you need money against the credit on your bill because you spent too much down there.
Yeah. So I mean, ultimately, we decided not to do it. But you know, again, there's always a next trip on the horizon. We'll definitely you know, take advantage of that the next time around.
Well, so
for sure.
It sounds like it was a really good trip, and you know, feedback though on making it just a part of like an overall, you know, sometimes it's just Central Florida, maybe you're going to the beach, you know, Daytona, Tampa, whatever, Clearwater. How is that, you know, trying to do so, you know, going to St. Augustine, going to, you know, other places and fitting in Walt Disney, because a lot of people fly down, fly out, ride Magical Express, never leave the bubble. What's that like?
So it's challenging, but you know, it was definitely a good way to split it up. I mean, in the past we've done Disney only when we go down there, and you kind of leave, you know, everybody comes back saying they need a vacation from the vacation, because you're constantly running around, and that's how we are when we're at Disney. So our justification for this trip was kind of split it up, put Disney in the middle, and you know, we'll go to the beach, you know, on each end of it, and hopefully by the time we get back we're fine. But we also drove down from New Jersey, so you know, it's kind of a hike, and we were just hoping to kind of rest up a little bit and I definitely think it helped, but we left each place thinking, you know, I wish we had more time here, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't just Disney, it was the other places as well, but Disney especially, I'm still waiting to book like a trip, with, you know, for like a week long, a solid week, because there, you know, I've just scratched the surface of things we want to, you know, kind of check off our list. So we'll always have a trip on the horizon, but, you know, we're actually closing on a house in December, and so that's going to kind of carve into my budget. But
yeah, get a kid in college.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this though, because I want to ask you about the April trip, what you have planned for that. But real quick, what was it like driving down from the East Coast? You know, because I come from the Midwest, drove many, many times. But any stories from the road, any tips you learned for folks that might be? Because I know people are always considering, you know, oh, well, you know, there's five of us. We're a family of five or something, and it's way cheaper to drive than buy five plane tickets. But what advice would you offer?
You know what? It worked better this time around because it was just the two of us. And, you know, we left early in the morning. We were able to make good time, and we drove straight through. So we made it in about 16 hours. You know, we stopped a couple of times, of course, get gas, eat, that kind of thing. But, you know, I've done it with my family as well, and you're stopping more often then. Of course, you can switch off with drivers and that kind of thing. But ultimately, you know, everybody has to stop at a different time, and it gets a little stressful. You know, you don't make the time you kind of want to. But you kind of just got to make a good time out of it. You know, we stop kind of strategically, see something cool you want to stop off. And obviously there's billboards everywhere along I-95, and you're going to see something cool. Stop, take a breather, you know, walk around, see the sights, and kind of enjoy yourself a little bit. And, you know, it's about the journey there as well, not just the destination.
That's good too. So, I'm so jealous though, because coming down the East Coast, you guys get to drive, go to that place south of the border. Like, we don't see that coming down through like 75 through Georgia. And I've always heard everybody like, there's billboards for it forever. Then you can actually stop there, and it's such a tourist trap. But I've always wanted to stop there. I've never had a chance. I know it's probably disappointing. It's definitely
interesting. you know, my girlfriend jokes about it because you see the billboards for like over 100 miles, and they have them like every couple miles, a different billboard. And it's definitely, you have to go there at least once on a trip, you know, just to check it out. It's a tourist trap, but it's definitely, it's part of the journey, like I said. So definitely interesting.
That's so me. Like, you know, it's the minor things, you know. I got to see that someday. I'm like, well, you're going to Disney? No, actually, this is my destination. Want to come see south the border? It's crazy. All right, so tell us about April. What do you have on the agenda? What are you hoping to get out of that trip? What's in the works?
So last year, my family found an Airbnb down in Florida, and this is around where my cousins live, down in New Smyrna Beach. So my mom actually booked the same house, and we're all going down. And my nephew was born 4th of July, so he's never been to Disney. So, you know, it's going to be his first trip, really. That's kind of what we're checking off our list for him. But we're going for probably 2 days. Just getting park hopper passes, and we're obviously staying at the house, so we're, you know, it's going to be different. I've never done that before, so you know, got like an hour commute to get there, but it's still Disney. And, you know, last year we actually did Universal for 2 days, and I got it to, I don't know if we're just biased or what it is, but we left there saying, you know what, I wish we had gotten Disney tickets instead. So, you know, we had to go back. I there were things I enjoyed, but ultimately you're like, I want to get back to Disney. So,
you know, that was me too. Like, I had fun over there. I really did. Like, it was fun. It was entertaining. It was amusing. But like, I was like, I just don't have that attachment. I know it's just because I'm a Disney homer. I mean, that's what I am. I'm a Disney homer. I admit it, you know, but it's like, I had fun, but I had fun in the way that I have fun at Six Flags back home.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. It's a theme park. It's different. It's not Disney. You're living under the bubble. It's a whole nother world. So we're definitely in agreement there.
All righty. Well, you know what? I appreciate you kicking off the week with us, man. Sounds like you had a good trip, and you're going to have another one next spring. So best wishes on that, and the little guy going for the first time. And Christopher, thanks so much for kicking off another week with us.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by two great sponsors, our friends over at thewisdomofwalt.com. You got two great books there for the Disney fan in your life. And I'm not going to say if it's you. You know, you can get that for yourself, too. Just drop by thewisdomofwalt.com today to check out the books. There's audiobooks, ebooks, real books signed by author Jeff Barnes. It'll get you fired up. You know, you need some Disney in your life, and this is a great way to get it. So check them out today, thewisdomofwalt.com. And don't stand in lines. Even if you're Universal, Walt Disney World, Disneyland, they have the information you need over at touringplans.com. And like I said at the top of the show, for the price of a couple of snacks, you're getting 365 days of great information, and it's a great last-minute gift for the holidays. Check them out today over at touringplans.com. And please, as you do your holiday shopping, please, 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 please use our Amazon affiliate link. It really does help support the show. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits. Everything is the same. Amazon just supports us when you support them. So again, click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon today. And give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at beourguestmike and at beourguestpod. And we've got a great Facebook group at facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your week. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Christopher up in New Jersey, I'm Mike here in St. Louis, and I'm wishing you a great week, but it's time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.